Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 12, verses 37 through 43. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, the 12th chapter. When Jesus had said these things, he departed and hid himself from them. Though he had done so many signs before them, they still did not believe in him, so that the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe. For again Isaiah says, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many, even of the authorities, believed in him, but for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Take a moment to lament, because that's what Jesus seems to have done here. It's what John does in retrospect, too. To lament that nobody seems to believe this stuff, that nobody will hear and even be healed. Now, it is very easy to complain, and I think at a conference like this one, can definitely tend toward that, to just get together and to commiserate. I mean, look, it's obviously out of season, this gospel. And look around us. The hearts are blind. They're hardened. Not surprised to find little fruit. But this is not the way it ought to be among us, dear Christians. Complain not to each other. Complain to your God if you must complain. Lament to him. That's what Isaiah did. Lord, Lord, who believes? If you believe in men, then you complain to men. But if you believe in God, as I know you do, dear saints, lament to him. Because you know that he can do something about it. In fact, that he's promised to. This week's theme is heard today in another context, that the glory of man is fickle, it's fleeting, that those who put themselves forward in other people's presence and who seek after this glory rarely find it. Rather, we should wait to be exalted by our Lord and seek his exaltation, his lifting up. The truth is that the glory of man is not worth our love. Seeking honor in this world will not come to anything. And what does it mean to gain respectability among those who are hard of heart? Dear Christians, be careful. We must not sell ourselves or our birthright dearly for their approval. In John chapter 12, Jesus has just proclaimed that his hour has come. He says rhetorically, what shall I shrink from this hour? Not at all. This is the whole purpose the Lord has sent me. The glory that comes from God is about to be revealed. The hour and the purpose of his Christ has come. Of course, the nations are raging against him in this moment. But his hour has come. It is the healing and the saving of his cross. And it says here that Isaiah saw his day and was glad. That's a bit of a mystery for Abraham, but it's no mystery for Isaiah. Of course, Isaiah saw his day. You know it well. He saw the man of sorrows, this very same chapter that's quoted, crushed for our iniquities, whose stripes heal us, whose offering satisfies the Lord's will, and who accounts many to be righteous. Dear friends, we with John and with Nicodemus and with Joseph of Arimathea We have seen his glory, full of grace and truth. We also with Stephen, with James, with Polycarp, with Peter and Paul, with Romanus, with Perpetua, have seen his glory. And if the world refuses to see it, if therefore they have even been handed over to that unbelief, dear friends, all the more reason to disregard seeking after its glory, to not be found as slaves scrounging around after the crumbs of the glory that comes from man, which you know they only give out stingily. That's not the glory of our Lord, is it? Who sheds his blood fully in mercy for us. God will hear our lament, but the world is not worthy of it. I think we see that in Jesus, who's not shrinking from his hour, but still goes off by himself to pray. Let them not hear our laments. They're not worthy of it. But do let them hear our confession and see that we do not glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. By him, we in fact fully expect, and we see that we are crucified to this world. Perhaps even we will be crucified by it. It then to us. But behold, what is the glory that comes from our God? In him is salvation, life, and resurrection from the dead. By him we are redeemed, and that means we are set at liberty. O my God, I pray thee, in the combat, stay me. Grant that I may ever be loyal, staunch, and true to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.